Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Ezra 1:4.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Ezra 1:4. And in any locality where survivors may now be living, the people are to provide them with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem. Often, when God invites us to participate in a particularly challenging project, maybe to launch or serve in a certain ministry or to take on a new role, it's easy to feel intimidated, overwhelmed, and insecure, especially if we remain focused on our abilities or resources. But today's verse reminds us that God always provides everything we need to fulfill whatever task He's placed before us, and often in unexpected ways, probably so that we recognize the provision came not from our skills or insights, not from our careful planning or hard work, but from Him, our faithful provider. Now, if you listened to the recent podcast episode on Ezra 1 verse 1, you might remember the historical context surrounding Ezra chapter 1. God's people had been living in Babylon in exile for 70 years, and now God was preparing the way for them to return home. So let me read today's verse in context, beginning with verse 2 and ending with verse 4. We read, "This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says. The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of his people among you may go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem, and may their God be with them. And in any locality where survivors may now be living, the people are to provide them with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem." First of all, it's incredible, miraculous, that a Persian king living in a land known for worshiping multiple false gods and likely raised to do so acknowledged Creator God, the one true God, as the God of heaven who holds authority over the earth. In one sentence, King Cyrus declared God Almighty ruler over all. And further, he acknowledged that his kingship came from him. The temple Cyrus referred to was God's temple, originally built by ancient Israel's third king, Solomon. It was the place where God manifested his presence to the people and where his people could meet with him. It was also the one place where, through the priest's offering on the Day of Atonement, the people could receive forgiveness and pardon for their sins. So in other words, the temple played a significant role in their relationship with God. Can you imagine how deeply they grieved when the Babylonians destroyed their place of worship, their place of atonement? That whole time period and all that happened had to have been such a sad, sad day. But it was not the end of the story. Restoration was coming. A massive restoration project, in fact, one that was completely beyond them. They needed God's help. They needed His provision to rebuild the temple, and that was precisely what God gave them. He gave them both His provision and His help. He stirred the hearts of His people, the priests, Levites, temple servants, tribal leaders, singers, about 42,000, in fact, to return to Jerusalem to perform the work. And He stirred others to provide everything they would need in order to do so. silver, gold, livestock, valuable gifts, and free will offerings, along with supplies for their journey back to Jerusalem. He even restored the items King Nebuchadnezzar had taken from God's temple. So we read in Ezra 1, verses 7 through 11, "Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of his God. Cyrus, king of Persia, had them brought by Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. This was the inventory: gold dishes, 30, silver dishes, 1,000, silver pans, 29, gold bowls, 30, matching silver bowls, 410, other articles, 1,000. In all, there were 5,400 articles of gold and of silver. Sheshbazzar brought all these along with the exiles when they came up from Babylon to Jerusalem." That's a lot of gold and silver items for the people to use in worship once they finished the temple. Simply put, the God of abundance ensured his people were abundantly supplied for the task he set before them. And he does the same for us. When God guides, when God assigns, he always provides everything we need in order to do everything that he's asked. And what's more, he often places us in situations that are beyond us so that we learn to turn to him and to rely upon him. Now, that said, I do need to emphasize this. God will bless his plans for us. We're to seek his will and then to respond with surrendered and trust-filled obedience, knowing what feels so overwhelming to us is but a small thing in the hands of Almighty God. Let's pray. Father, you are so powerful. You are so mighty. You are the God of abundance. And in your Son, our Savior Jesus, we are abundantly supplied. We have everything we need to do everything you ask. We have everything we need in Christ to live the life that you desire for us. Whether that's stepping into our calling, serving in a ministry, loving our family well, loving our coworkers well, whatever you place before us, you give us everything we need. Lord, in those times, especially when situations, when they feel so beyond us, when our tasks, when our assignment just feels so overwhelming, help us to turn to you, to rely on you, to seek your abundance, because we know that your abundance more than makes up for our lack. And we praise you. And we love you. It is in the name of your Son, our Savior, the one who allows us to experience all of these things because of his death and resurrection. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church. Thank you.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.